I can smell your axe body spray from here, bro.
Man, you want me to put my trophy up there?
Duke is the talent of the show. Like, he's the genius behind the Year of Duke and Rogue.
Why don't you be on my pole the rest of your life, all right? What do you think of that? No lube. Gave you a little spit shine. That's all you're getting. Shove it up your ass, Tropical. What the F is wrong? Are we not paying attention to the world, Tropical? I turned the faucet on in my ass. I'm blowing my ass off. Punch myself in my giant nuts.
Greatest sports nickname of all time.
And I'm a dude.
I got low blood pressure. Suck it for me one time.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots episode 109. I am handsome Kevin. I am here with the Puka Pimp, the Lover Boy, the Ginger Bear. He's my island boy, Tropical. Tropical, I'm going to ask you right now, man, when you get up in the morning, because I don't remember, I mean, we've shared the same room a couple times here, oh yeah, but when you wake up in the morning, I don't remember, do you wake up with a big old ginger bear? You ever do that in the morning?
Probably.
Yeah? It's pretty
sometimes,
good.
Sometimes, I'm sure.
That's pretty good, yeah. No, you should, man, you should. And then you go down to the garbage, right? Main level garbage and start rooting around.
Finding breakfast.
Yeah. It's awesome. Watch out, Double T.
Yeah.
Watch out. Start hanging your sandwiches.
Down on the lacrosse field. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Start hanging your sandwiches from trees, bitch. That's what you need to start doing, Double T.
But I will shut the door behind me. No cats outside.
Yeah, well, it's smart, man. That's smart. I thought you were talking about the bathroom door. That's also smart.
Well, I mean, that, yeah. I mean, maybe. Maybe.
No, get close.
It's a jungle in there. You won't see anything.
It is a jungle in there. Man, Tropical, how have you been, man? Everything good?
It is. OG is starting a new school, so it's one of those things that it's getting all that prepared and all the things you got to do with it. Open houses and meet the teachers and all yada, yada, yada. Your wife texts me today and it's like, hey, you could get in on this trip for this much. And I'm like, oh, you devil woman. You're getting after me because Cassie wants to go to Blue Water Beaches. And
look at that. Look at that.
In the Caribbean, Kevin. Caribbean.
Well, why don't we just get into it, Tropical? Why don't we do that, you son of a bitch? let's exercise some demons. Let's kick some sad, sour sex off the lawn. Tropical, this is the Get Off My Lawn segment. Who are you kicking off your lawn?
Well, I'll start from this morning. Glovesy is back. I have not missed Glovesy.
I can't imagine.
In the crosswalks, but the schools are starting back.
Okay, yeah.
Our illustrious crossing guard, Glovesy, that you need to know that she's in control. She's back.
She's got the gloves.
Yeah. So we did the Hogan special, so I had a whole lawn thing. I'm going to hit these quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing we covered it a bit in 107, but when you send your good friend an Amazon Deal Days deal for one of the great things that he's wanted in his life and he doesn't order it, like, that dude should be off your lawn, right? Like, I know we touched on it a little at the end, but you know, you send a Technodrome for $34 to a friend, like, hey man, look.
Yeah,
here's Kevin, thumb up rectum, just no.
I put it in my cart, man. Put it in my cart. I didn't hit the buy it, give it button. It was in my cart, and I went back to my cart, and everything was sideways.
Yeah. 110 is a hard pill to swallow on that, but 34 that's a sweet, sweet deal.
You are also giving yourself a project, though, Tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a hell of a sticker project, man. I hate putting stickers on those things.
I do, too, but like the fact that I get to watch Ninja Turtles cartoons, like as an excuse.
With and you got your Technodrome. Yeah, I get it.
Because he's got the shredder that goes with that. The Moxley Page death match. I know it's been a minute since then, but there was so much crap. I know it's a Texas death match, but like, you could have just had a death match, or you could have had all the run ins. Pick one. Pick one. Kevin.
Yeah.
James Bond's ethnicity.
Okay.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, yeah. James Bond. He's an English spy, is he not?
Well, depending on.
Oh, it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because fucking, what's his name? Connery is a Scot, isn't he?
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan is an Irishman. Look it up.
But he doesn't have an Irish accent.
But he's an Irishman.
No, Tropico, I'm not going to let you kick it. That's not going to stand in this house, because I'll tell you what right now. All right. He sounds like an Englishman, right? He sounds like an Englishman. He doesn't sound like a Scot. Wait. Yeah. He doesn't sound like an Irishman either, right? He doesn't sound like any of those things, right? He sounds like James Bond needs to sound. So he's welcome.
Like a moron.
The problem is, anyways. He sounds like James Bond. Sean Connery doesn't sound like James Bond should sound. That's the point. I ain't gonna let that slide.
Yeah. So Duke from the previous episode, not this week, that we just heard from the year of Duke and Roe, his assumption of what a farmer does with a pickaxe. Farmer uses a pickaxe for anything, Duke. Just whatever it needs. It's a tool. Duke's in-depth knowledge of rodeo scholarships can get right off the lawn. Because I actually got some friends that got rodeo scholarships. Like, it's a big deal.
I still don't know how that's possible.
Doesn't pay for your horse or cow. It's for the events and your education, Duke.
Wait a second. So you can actually get a free ride to college because you can ride a bull or rope a calf?
Yeah.
And you're not getting like a...
It's like an athletic scholarship. They've got fishing team scholarships now.
That is ridiculous. But you're not getting like a useful degree with that, are you?
You can major in whatever as long as you participate. It's like an athletic scholarship. Football players can major in whatever they want to. It doesn't have to be athletics. They get a football scholarship to play football. The kids on the rodeo scholarships go compete in the rodeos, and they get whatever education they want.
There's college rodeos?
Yeah.
Like national championships.
Mm-hmm. Barrel like you get racing. There's a young lady that I've known since her birth. Like, her mother is like a sister to me. And she got barrel racing scholarships. Like, that's...
Who is the rodeo powerhouse in college?
I would imagine it's those Western schools, the Oklahomas and Texas is like stuff in there. But
not Nebraska.
I know Auburn has a tremendous equestrian. Like, you're riding.
Well, that's a homer, Tropical. You're just a homer pick, right?
Well, they
now.
Win national Who's, championships, so suck it. And,
well, well, no, but I mean, not. In, I don't think they do, because do they split it up like these are the national champion calf ropers, these are the national champion crotch riders.
Yeah. Okay. Like the bull riders, the. I mean, there are some of those too. There's groupies. You can actually get rodeo clown scholarships.
This is absurd to me. This is absolutely absurd. All right. I mean, you know better than I would, but yeah. I mean, you talk about it like you know what you're talking about, but then you can't tell me who the national champion is.
I don't follow rodeos, man. My buddy Steven used to ride bulls like growing up a lot. Like he got his professional bull rider card, like, and all that stuff. So,
a card? Like a library card?
Well, no, it's the, you wouldn't understand, you're not pro in anything. I'm just messing with you, Kevin. But, like, they would give you, like, the thing, like, he was a professional bull rider before he had children.
Now, what does that card get you, though?
It's the ability to compete. It's like getting your pro card in golf. Like, you can compete in certain events.
Did you get like 10% off a boot barn?
Probably not.
Huh. You don't really get much then.
The cowgirl groupies, I'm sure.
Maybe. All right, Tropico. All right, I'm with you. I'm with you. As long as you kick a Duke off the lawn, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's to you from that episode now. Give Backlund the IC strap. They want a real champion, not a joke.
No, so, well, that's now you're just being a dickhead.
Cassie had one.
Your wife? You're kicking your wife off the lawn finally?
No. She had one. People jaywalking outside of crosswalks, and you have to stop or hit them. Like, they just step out in front of your car.
Yeah, that's unacceptable behavior. She's right.
There was a, so we had to purchase a new washing machine. There was a single cab, like lifted, probably a 12-inch lift on this GMC 3500, like the 3/4 ton, single cab with giant tires and everything and a system and all this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can imagine the little tiny fella that hopped out of it and looking all bad with his chain wallet and his...
Made me look like Akeem?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It just, like, wow. Like, he can get right off the lawn. Like I could smell your Axe body spray from here, bro.
I didn't even realize they were still manufacturing Axe.
Well, it's just, you know, you're probably going to go home and drink some Zimas with a Jolly Rancher in it because you're hardcore.
Is that a real thing? Was that
Zimas? There was a lot of people that used to do that all the time. Like, did not know how to drink anything else.
Zima and a green Jolly apple, Rancher. Huh? All right.
There was that same night that we go to Lowe's to buy the washing machine. We would stop by Chick-fil-A, eat dinner. There's teenage kids at one table, like, barking and making a mess in there.
Right.
And they weren't, like, challenged or anything. They were just being stupid.
Okay.
And I'm just like, you know, like, they were, this one kid was just trying to throw away his thing, and they were trying to mess with him. And you know, all this stuff, and then, like, giggling and laughing and stuff. And I was like, I know I did stupid things, but I was like, I would like to just go and just stomp these into the ground, like, do the world a favor right here.
Yep, absolutely.
Again, the Chick-fil-A had some hitters there. There was an old guy that had, you know, like, his table laid out. He had one of the big booths.
Yep.
And he has all these research books and all these things doing what I have no idea.
Orders well, I'm ice guessing cream. Research, Tropical. Well, I could answer that one, yeah.
Orders and ice cream. The books he was reading were like romance novels, though, Kevin. So,
like multiple romance novels?
Yeah.
Different. Man. I don't know that if guy had using that for
inspiration or writing a book or something like that.
Checklist, Tropical, is what he had.
But he's over there. He orders an ice cream. And it was the way he did it. Like, it was one thing. Like, if you ordered an ice cream, they bring it to you. He said, oh, hey, can I get a spoon? You know, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
That seems like, oh, you know, babe, I did see him up there. Can I get a spoon?
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, I need a spoon.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm like, yeah.
Get up, Kimasabi. And it gets me because the young lady that was, you know, brought it to him. It's one of the nicest people. We go to this Chick-fil-A a decent amount. One of the nicest people I've ever met at a restaurant in the service industry in this day and age. Don't be a jerk.
Well, you know, if she would have just brought the spoon like she was supposed to begin with.
Yeah, you still got stuff here, Puerto Rico. So at the event this past weekend, the SummerSlam, Michael Cole say the rapper Metro Boomin is his guy. Like, he knows who the heck Metro Boomin is.
I have no idea.
I don't know who it is, but it's my guy, Metro Boomin.
I'm like, he's got a guy. In
his earpiece. Like, I want to slap them and Michael Cole for that one. Like,
that's his guy.
You can just recognize Metro Boomin. And
it might be his guy.
It's definitely not.
Could be. Could be. We don't know, Tropical. It could be his guy.
Michael Cole's probably, you know, drowning out his sorrows to Nickelback every night. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Not my guy.
Duke and Rogue, both of you,
Oh, combo cowardice. Pack?
Yeah. Yeah, for this past episode now. Both of you, for not having the courage to look up the Butt Sisters and who they were. You've been doing your research. On the
Tropical, man. I had an excuse. Duke didn't have an excuse. Duke, when we know this, right? And I'll say this outright. Duke is like 80% of our research department.
Yeah.
And I knew right away when it was the Butt Sisters. I wasn't looking. I don't want to be on one of those weird lists, man. I don't want to be. But I figured, and like Duke, right? He's a single guy. He can afford to be on a list here and there, right? Just look up the Butt Sisters.
Have you seen the movie Ted 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Everything just goes to this. You search on the internet. Little BBC. But Duke is, why are you getting on Duke? Duke is the talent of the show. Like, he's the genius behind the Year of Duke and Rogue. The Pearl River plunge take. Like, that was genius. And the last thing is just for Kevin. Like, Puerto Rico is in the Caribbean. Get yourself a map. Yeah, I know Tony even had to tell you, like, hey, man.
Well, now let me explain this to you, Tropical. Right. Because Duke said Caribbean sounds. Those are the sweet, sweet, soothing sounds of Puerto Rico. All right. Puerto Rico sounds. They're not the sounds of the Caribbean. Don't lump everything together and just say it's a blanket statement. It sounds of the Caribbean. All right. That are the beautiful, beautiful tones of an island of heaven called Puerto Rico.
Have you been there?
You know, some places you don't need to be, Tropical.
Yeah.
Some places you don't need to be, right? Canada, beautiful, beautiful country, filled with nothing but sweet, loving, caring people. Never been there. One of my favorite countries.
Sweet, loving, caring people. Never been there.
Yeah. Puerto Rico, same thing. Same thing. With better food.
I have some great friends from, like, their families, and you're very much tied to the island. And my barber, Jess, is like half Puerto Rican. Like, she's like, yeah, don't go. Like, it's the
lady
that Brody got stabbed. She's like, yeah, that's about par for the course. Like, don't go. Like,
the lady that is watching our house while my wife and I are going out of town, I'm coming here. She is from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I just say, most of the people that I know, like, left there to,
no, to get away from
the Savios that are just terrible.
Whoa! No, absolutely not. It's a beautiful island nation. Got Savio there. He does beautiful things. A beautiful person, man. You just don't. You don't. You know. You're not really a worldly type fellow like myself. I'll put that out there for you. You just don't. You don't know about these type of things, Tropical. I, on the other hand,
I have been.
You have not. No, twice. You have not. I just would you stop there on a cruise ship, Tropical? Yep. Yep. Doesn't count.
It does.
So. No, did you stay there overnight, Tropical?
On the boat, yes.
Yeah, on the boat doesn't count. Yeah, see, you don't know the first thing about the beautiful, beautiful nation that is Puerto Rico. or a nice little place I like to call home, Mexico, Tropical. You don't know anything about it. All right, and that's fine. That's fine. Some of us are cultured on this show. Some of us know about rodeo scholarships, right? That's what fuels this dynamic. You're the rodeo scholarship guy,
right?
Right, and I am the culture on this show, Tropical.
How many countries you been to? Two.
I've been in my heart, Tropical. I've been to more than you can count.
Now, if it was your wife, yeah, she's probably got all sorts of cultures. She's visited all sorts of places and.
And by extension, so have I, Tropical. Oh. That's absolutely true, man. And it's okay. I can see that you're a little bit jealous. You're a little bit jealous, right? And that's okay. I understand where you're coming from. Because if I just sat back on a boat and knew about rodeo scholarships, I would be a little bit jealous too. And that's okay, Tropical. That's okay. Got anything else for this lawn, Tropical?
That's good for now.
Well, that's, you know, you didn't really bring much thunder. I'm kind of disappointed in your lawn, Tropical. So you can get off my lawn for having a week. Get off your lawn. How about that, Tropical? Why don't we start there?
That's fine with me.
On my way to work today, Tropical. Man, I can't wait for you to come visit my beautiful town here in Minnesota. On my way to work, we rarely see this. But there's a guy on his bike, right? Two lanes of traffic heading east, two lanes of traffic heading west. He is on the right lane heading east. And you know what this sucker does? He's on his bike in the traffic lane. You think he can bike 30 miles an hour?
No.
Nah, he certainly can't, especially while holding a package. But he feels the need to be in the eastbound traffic lane in the right lane. Well, what does he do? No signal. Gets into the left lane, then gets into the turn lane, and then turns, obeying none of the traffic laws, Tropical. Not a signal, not obeying the lights, because tell you what, he didn't have a green light to turn either. And I'm driving, and I'm just cussing out loud, Tropical. What does this mother F think he's doing? Right? That's not acceptable. Tropical, I don't know how it works in Alabama. I'll tell you how it works in Minnesota. If you're riding your bike, you get to a crosswalk, you get off your bike, and you walk your bike across the crosswalk, and you get back on your bike and you pedal away. Why does this mug think that it's acceptable for him to be in the right eastbound lane, the inside eastbound lane, the turn lane, and not obeying any of the traffic laws? One, he shouldn't be in any of the traffic lanes. He can't go 30 miles an hour on his bike. He shouldn't be in any of those lanes to begin with. But then he's going to be in those lanes. He's not going to obey the traffic laws, Tropical. I got a real problem with this. He can get off my lawn with that.
If your illustrious state has the share the road laws, though, he doesn't have to go the speed limit, and you still have to give him the right of way in the lane. Like, he has all the rights and privileges.
I don't know if we have that. Yeah, I don't know if we have that, Tropical. I'd have to look in that. I want to say we don't. I want to say that we're smarter than that. We're not giving out rodeo scholarships. But I don't know for sure, Tropical. I'm not 100%. Tropical. Oh, boy. So, I'm at the office. And I need a form, right, to take care of a client. I need a form. I ask for this form, if anybody knows where this form is, somebody emails me the form and says, this is what you need. I say, thank you very much. I ask in our little messaging system, do you include this piece of equipment on the form? They say, what? And I said, this piece of equipment, would you include this on the form? And then it says, ? I respond with what, Tropical? ? She says, what are you talking about? I say, would you put this piece of equipment on? She responds, the form? I say, I wasn't asking you if it would be a good topping for a pizza. She says, I'm a woman. I said, and I'm a dude. She responds by saying, you have to just be blunt and ask me exactly what you mean. Let me know. And I said, let you know if the equipment is going to be a good topping on the pizza? And Tropical, that's where it had to end. That's where it had to end. What the hell are we doing, Tropical? Why is it I'm a woman? Why is that anywhere in the effing conversation? Because it shouldn't be. We're talking, I reached out a form. I explained what I needed the form. I asked you a question about the form. And all of a sudden, I'm asking something. And Tropical, I'll tell you this. Because I looked at the timestamp in our messaging system at the office. You know how much time was in between the first spot and my, would you include this piece of equipment on the form? That's how much time.
I would say few minutes, or was it an all-day thing?
6 minutes.
Yeah.
6 minutes. 6 minutes! And I'm just going to ask a question out of the blue? What the F is wrong? Are we not paying attention to the world, Tropical?
So that's the... I am utterly astounded. Some of the people we've hired. Also, Minnesota does have a share of the road.
That sucks.
Bicyclists are generally considered vehicles and have the right to use the full lane, especially when necessary for safety.
Not for their safety.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. The level of people we've been hiring, and I'm assuming it's the same for you guys, that just... It's the, just when I think you couldn't get any dumber, it's like you go and do something. I mean, it's...
What the hell are we talking about, Tropical?
Yeah.
And like, I'm laughing. I'm laughing my nards off because I'm like, no, I'm asking you if this equipment would go good on top of a pizza. What the hell? Are you not paying attention? And then Tropical, this is an even better one. Still at the office, right? So I bring my little, I got a Brewmate shaker cup, right? It's like a insulated shape. They're fantastic, man. Huge plug for them. They're not expensive. They're only like $40, but they work amazing. I love them. I like to put a little of that energy powder in there and shake it up. It's great. Bring it to work. Keeps ice all day, too, if you load up a heavy on the ice in the beginning. Anyways, I drink my little energy drink packet thing in my first. You know, what would you, a bottle of water in the morning, right? And then I fill it up and I go back to my desk and I drink my second bottle. I go back, I fill it up again, I go back, I sit down, drink my water again. One of my office mates comes in, she goes, I wouldn't drink the water out of the water cooler. Go ahead, please explain to me why. I put cleaning solution, in the spigots in that. I'm trying to clean it out. I get informed of this at 11:30, Tropical. I'm on my second bottle. I'm about ready for my third. Guess whose ass was a cannon? Tropical, we don't have a big office, man.
Yeah, you...
We don't have a big office, right? There's five, six, you know, there could be, I guess, seven people. And we have a messaging system that you could put in. You could have put a post-it note on the son of a bitch and said, don't drink the water. It's the system's being cleaned.
Yeah, cleaning in progress. Please do not drink the water.
Let somebody know. Let somebody know. Instead, no, I turn the faucet on in my ass. What the hell is good? Tropical. Man, it's just got to say. There's cleaning solution in the water cooler. Now, Tropical, today I find out why there was, because I go, hey, I'd like to get some water from the water cooler today. How are we looking? I get informed, well, it should be good. I've been cycling it out. Okay. I said, can I ask why? Because the water is not flowing strongly enough out of the spout of the water cooler. Now, Tropical.
That's not a pressurized spout. Oh, my gosh. You made...
So, Tropical, you know how a water cooler works, right?
Yeah.
So, they have these levers. Thing. There's blue and there's yellow, right? They're not yellow. Blue and there's red, right? Blue is the cold. Red's the hot. You take the thing. You push it up. The water comes out.
Mm-hmm. And it's a gravity fed. It's a ball
joint. Yeah. Tropical, now, you know as well as I do, if that thing is loose as hell and flopping all over the place, when you press up on it, she ain't coming out quite so good, is she?
Right.
So I said, oh, and we're thinking that cleaning it's going to solve that. I was told yes. I said, okay. I said, why? And she goes, I thought maybe there would be buildup in there that's stopping it from. I said, oh, okay. My exact response, Tropical, I said, so you're working on a hunch. I was informed. No. AIR. I said, you know, we had one of these in my old office, and it wasn't all there. And all I did was I asked the guy who comes in and drops the water off, hey, man, would you take a look at this? It's not coming out like we normally like it to. He looked at it, said, yep, here it is, fixed it, done. Tropical, I'm bashing my head against my effing desk here, shitting my brains out, because we think that cleaning it's going to give us better water pressure, it's going to come out quicker. I just, why, it takes an extra 15 seconds to fill your water bottle. Instead, I'm blowing my ass off.
Wow, there's so many layers to this. Like, y'all must be hiring from the same job pool as we are on some of these jobs, because...
Oh, Tropical, tell me if I'm... This deserves to get off my lawn, does it not?
Yeah, that's the... If you have no knowledge of something, knowledge of something.
Yes.
And you say, hey, this water's not flowing right. This machine is not working correctly. You know, I'm just going to try this. Like, you know, with no foreknowledge of fluid dynamics or anything like that. You know, how a water spigot, it works in general, simple tools. Like, if you don't have that knowledge, why don't you ask somebody? Just,
you know, what's funny, Tropical,
sit in the corner and eat your glue or something like that.
You can take your phone out. And you can type in this type of water cooler. Water isn't coming, or water isn't flowing the way it normally does. And I'm guessing you'll get at least 6 pages of people that have had this exact same problem and exactly how to fix it, Tropical.
Or a list of things like to troubleshoot.
Yeah, troubleshoot it. Golly, man, I was just, you know, I love my office, man. I love my job. I love what I do. I like the people I work with. But every now and again, I just want to rear up and punch myself in my giant nuts.
Just one of those days when you don't want to wake up.
Don't start with that. Don't start with that. I want to wake up. I love waking up. I love waking up early, Tropical. Real nice and early. Getting my miles in. Having a nice time.
I was
love it, Tropical.
Limp Bizkit to you for that.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, all right? Just Limp Bizkit, get off my lawn. They suck. That's all I got this time, Tropical. I'm going to leave it at that. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and give you one more. Just because it's time to. My wife and I, we go to the Mall of America, right? Because I got a banquet coming up. I got to pick up some stuff for the banquet, and I'm in a shop. And, you know, what I like, Tropical, I really like this when I go shopping. Is I like Men's Warehouse, right? Yeah. They could just say, hey, this is what I'm looking for.
The way you look.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, they'll just, you know what they do, Tropical? They just bring you things.
Yeah.
Try this. Hey, it looks great. Done. Right? That is amazing shopping experience. When you can go to a place where they just tell you, hey, this is going to go with this. This is going to look nice. Try this. I love it. I love it, Tropical. You know what else I love? I love the Buckle, man. The Buckle is a pretty awesome place, man. I love going there. They got the hats that I like. They got the shirts that I like. I love it. They're a little shy on the silver jeans, Tropical. I don't know if you know that about me. You and I don't think you've ever seen me wear jeans. If I wear jeans, I like a pair of silvers, man. That's what I wear. Those are my jeans. They don't have a giant selection of silvers. They got a couple here and there, but I'm there. And I tell the lady, this is what I'm looking for. And she goes, okay. And she grabs me a ton of different stuff. She's mixing up colors and all that kind of stuff. I put on one of the shirts and I say, you know, I just don't like the way it sits. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel right, Tropical. And you know, if you put on a shirt and it doesn't feel right, it doesn't change. Right. You don't like, it doesn't change it. Okay, now I like the shirt. She gets me like 3 other of the exact same shirt, different colors. And then she asked me what I don't like about it. Same thing I don't like about the first one. I don't like the shirt. Don't bring me any more of these. I don't want these shirts. I put on a pair of pants. Love the pair of pants. You know what I like about the pair of pants? A little long, Tropical. A little long, which is a common problem for me. Got short legs, right? So I start looking around, and I said, I'm just going to need, seeing if they're a little short. You got a shorter pair. They don't have a shorter pair. Didn't, okay, no problem. But she says, but you know what? We alter these for free. Did you know that, Tropical? At the buckle, they will alter the things that you buy at the buckle free of charge.
I briefly dated a girl that worked at Buckle. It's a story for another time.
Oh, Tropical, did you get a discount?
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky mug. You got 40 off?
Yeah.
You got 40 off at the Buckle? What the hell is wrong with you?
That's a story for another time.
All right, man. Right, right. All due respect to your wife, but she ain't bringing you 40% off the Buckle. So
I will pay the extra 40% and be with this one. She's a good one.
Tropical, I don't know, man. I'd reconsider, but that's just me. So I tell her, I said, that's great. I said, this event that I have, I am leaving in about 5 days for. No, I was there Saturday. Yeah, no, 4 days, five, whatever it is. And she goes, okay, well, alterations can take up to 7 days. So if you, and this is where we're at, it's about an hour away. I said, the closest one's probably, you know, 35 minutes away, a little bit closer. She goes, so you could take them there. And I said, is that going to speed up the alteration process? It's not, Tropical.
No.
Pay attention. Just pay attention. She was such a sweet gal, right? I was actively trying to buy something while I was there, while she was helping me out, because she was so sweet. She was a kind person. She just wasn't paying attention. She had all the enthusiasm that you want of a person that is bringing you closer. You know what I mean? Like, she was, this is going to be great. We'll try this with this and this, this with this. Like, this is going to be great. Like, she was wonderful. She got me the room set up, everything. Just start trying stuff on. I was into it, man. Tell you this, Tropical, as much as I love the Buckle, Men's Warehouse, man, I don't know if they have them anymore. I stopped seeing them anywhere. Like, I just, they're nowhere to be found. But, man, Men's Warehouse, sign me up. The Buckle, I'm still a 100% Buckle guy. You can get off my lawn for not having 40% anymore. But I just needed her to pay attention, Tropical. Just get off my, you are, is that like a personalized situation, Tropical, when they like set you up and all that with a room and they're bringing you different things? Is that like she's like my go-to at that point, right?
Yeah.
Right. Could you trade? Would that be a sign of disrespect in the retail world? I don't know what that, like, a person, is that a personal shop or what is that?
So that would be one of those things, like it's tied to the commissions. Because that's why they're always there to greet you, like people that are working on commissions.
Yeah, yeah. They're there to set you up.
Yeah, they're there to set you up, but they get a commission for your sales. Like,
okay.
That's where I think they got. It was basically, I got the percentage off, and then her commission was gone.
Okay.
That was where my 40% came in.
Right. But would that be a giant slap in the face if I was just like, hey, listen, sweetheart, I think you're great, right? The enthusiasm's there. I need somebody else to help me, right? Would that be a, it feels like a real prick move by my, on my end, but like, if you don't pay attention when you're like, this is your task, you got to get off the lawn.
That's fair. Yeah, that's. I don't think you're out of order there with it being off the lawn. It just, you're not getting your jeans in time, most likely, pal. Like, that's, I agree. Pay attention.
Now, Tropical, I'm going to kick myself off the lawn, and I'm going to drop a doozy on you. This is the last one. I'm just going to drop a major doozy on you, and I'm going to kick myself off the lawn.
Like you're drinking water from the fountain again.
Yeah.
Dropping a doozy.
So there's a lot of different stores that we went to. I found a shop that I like, Tropical. I don't think you're going to guess what it is.
Probably not. I haven't been to a mall, though, in a hot, hot minute.
I'll tell you this right now, Tropical. Of all the stores out there that you would think that I would not enjoy and I would not select any attire from, is there one that comes to mind?
The only things I'm thinking of is like either the Hot Topic. Buckle would be on the list just because the bedazzled jeans and Affliction shirts that when I used to go to Buckle, like that's.
Oh yeah, no, Buckle's one of the few places that carries Ruka. I love Buckle.
Yeah. But I was thinking the Hot Topic.
No, I actually get earrings from Hot Topic, yeah.
Okay.
You ready? Rodeo scholarship?
Yep.
Boot Barn. Boot Barn, man. Boot Barn has some badass shirts, right? They got the snaps. I love the snaps. You know, snaps are not at all stores, right? No. Most of them got the buttons, man. I like snaps. Give me snaps. Boot Barn, they got shirts with snaps. They got shirts with snaps everywhere. Love that. Sign me up for that, right? They got some badass hats. Got this hat that I'm wearing right now. Boot Barn special. Kick-ass hat, right, Tropical? Looks great. Looks pretty good. Looks great, he even says.
Yeah, right? I like the hat. It's just you're treading into Adam territory. You need to watch fake cowboy.
No, I'm not fake cowboy, man. I just like what I like. I just like what I like. And you know what I like? Boot Barn. I'm a Boot Barn guy. What the hell happened to me? I got to kick myself off the line. Why do I like Boot Barn, Tropical? Have you ever been there, man? You shopped? You been?
I've never been to a Boot Barn.
You haven't?
There's several boot places and things like that around here, like Cavender's. We get our work boots from there because they got a bigger selection.
Okay.
And I like for the work boots, like the slip on, like
right.
No lace, just slip it on and go.
Yeah, but you're more of a t-shirt guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not just a t-shirt guy. You know what I mean, I like having those button-up shirts. Like that's more my style. But if you were like a button-up guy and you like snaps, man, Boot Barn will knock your nards right in the pudding, man. I tell you that right now. It's a pretty. Do you have them? Do you guys got Boot Barn down there?
I'm not aware of one close, but there's most likely.
I was going to say, you got Rodeo Scholarships, not Boot Barn?
We've got Cavender's. Like
I don't know what that is.
A lot more boots and the snap shirts and giant belt buckles and cowboy hats and all that stuff in there.
I might have a giant belt buckle, Tropical. Yeah,
and a Lynyrd Skynyrd cowboy hat.
I don't have one of those, but I did pick up a cowboy hat. Man, Boot Barn's badass. I'll tell you this right now, right? And I am not a cowboy. Never have been, never will be. That's not who I am. But I'll tell you what I am. I'm a guy that's going back to Boot Barn because I like the shirts, man. I like the shirts. I like the hats. They got some cool stuff going on over there.
Oh, we're going to listen to so much country music.
Are not because I hate country music. I hate country music. I like the Boot Barn, man. It's pretty, man. When you get up here, I'll take you to a Boot Barn. You check it out.
You're trending toward life. You know, you're going to have a Brooks and Dunn album in there, and your just legs start moving inadvertently.
No, like, man, I'm not. Dancing. No, I don't. Not at all, man. That's not me. Not me. Not I. That's not what I like. I like ska music. That's who I am. But you know what? I'm not going to deny myself some quality threads just because you say, you know, don't go there. You're not a cowboy. You know what this hat says? It says Lazy Ranch. Lazy Ranch. Don't know what it means. Love the hat. It's got like some type of a, what is that on there, Tropical?
It's the Lazy J Ranch. Just
Lazy like Ranch. J. It just says Lazy Ranch.
Do you see that J right there?
Yeah.
That arch?
Yeah, okay.
It's a Lazy J. It's fallen over.
For joint.
Maybe.
All right, see? Everything's looking up, man. Sign me up. We're going to go to the Boot Barn, you and I, man. We're going to find you an awesome shirt, man.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I got to kick myself off the lawn because of all the places I didn't want to shop. That was like number one on the list. And my wife, she tells me, she's like, there's got some shirts you're going to like there. And I said, nah, I'm never going to like anything from Boot Barn. I started looking around. She's like, hey, this is snaps. I said, what, some bitch got snaps? Some bitch got snaps on there? And I'll tell you what else, Tropical. The lady that helped us at the Boot Barn, she was terrific. She was super kind. She was super knowledgeable. I got some other hat that says Ariat. Right? And you know what I found out, Tropical? I found out about that hat? Well, you're laughing already.
Yeah, why I
you
know laughing what Ariat already? Is. I know what Ariat is, but go
I don't ahead. Know. I don't know what it is. It just says Ariat. But you know what? I got it because it's a brown hat, and it matches my shirt that's got brown. That's why I match them up, right? I like to do that. But you know what I found out, Tropical? You know why it's called Ariat?
Why is that?
It has to do with the horse. Secretariat, son of a bitch! Who knew, right? Who knew? I didn't know. She told me all about it. She knew all the stuff. Man, Boot Barn. Yep, Boot Barn Tropical. So that's all I got. I'm kicking myself off the lawn. You know, ridiculousness at the office. Bikes get out of the bike lane. I still love Puerto Rico.
I don't know where it is, though.
I know where it is.
Puerto Rico. If you had to.
I can find it. Just find Tropical. Let's get into something else, man. Let's get into something. Otherwise, I'm going to get too happy. I went to Costco, too. Love Costco.
We get sponsorships of Boot Barn and Costco. Kevin will not know what to do with himself.
I will be the boy. I'll be one happy cowboy partner.
easy, Adam. Easy.
Drop it, gal. What do you got, man? You got a question?
I do. I have your loaded up question. Greatest sports nickname of all time. Now we've got some. We've got a project where they've got some components that they have given names, and some of them are movie names and stuff. And the young engineer, again, her, I think birth year started with the two. So that's a problem in general, but it's one of those things that we're discussing things. She's like, what is this? It's like, Mr. October. What is that about? I was like, it's Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
She's like, well, the Admiral. And I'm like, that's David Robinson. And like, she's going through all this and is just fascinated. She's like, sweetness. It's like, it's Walter Payton. Like, and like, there was so many of these things. And that kind of spawned this question. Like, what is the greatest sports it could be in? You know, any of the athletic sports endeavors, the fighting, like you have a lot of nicknames in like the UFC and things like that.
Boy, that is a great question.
I have a few that would, I guess, Mr. Baseball, RIP, Bob Uecker. And it's so hilarious to me that, you know, he is Mr. Baseball with quite the pedestrian average and things like that. It's like, I won minor league player of the year, like my third year in the majors. you know, little quips like that. He's like, my manager once told me to grab a bat and wreck this scumbag, you know. It's like, or wreck this rally, that was it, you know. Like, one of my other favorites, Megatron. Calvin Johnson was a specimen. I always liked sweetness. I have a Walter Payton over here.
If you could learn how to hold on to the damn ball, maybe.
Don Fry the Predator. That was a that was a fun one.
Boy. So the one that jumped out to me as soon as you said it was the Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That one just like as soon as you said that I was like, "Boy, that's just hard to beat, the Nigerian Nightmare." Now I'll say the King of Swing. That's hard to beat. One that I actually, Tropical, I gave to a guy. And he's no longer in the game, right? And I, for just a glimmer, he was in the majors. And I don't even think he plays baseball at any level anymore. I'm talking about a young man that went, his name was Zach Granite, which is a great name. Zach Granite. And he was from Staten Island. And you know what I called him, Tropical?
What's that?
The Staten Island Swing King, Zach Granite. That's not bad. If he was, if he turned out to be a hell of a player, that and I was yelling at him. I was out in the outfield, man. He was playing. I was yelling at him. Granite, Staten Island Swing King, Staten Island Swing King, Zach Granite. Like he and he got a little nod from him. He had no idea why anybody was calling him the Staten Island Swing King, but boy, that was my guy. That was my guy. I like that. I like that. Randy Johnson. What the? I just lost it.
The big unit,
man. How do you go wrong with the big unit, right? Well, you can't.
I pulled up a list.
Yeah.
Number one on the list of the sports nicknames, like the top 100, Irvin Magic Johnson.
That's what got him in trouble, though, is that Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Wrap that thing up. Number two is Prime Time.
Not bad.
Three is the logo. You know who that is?
Pistol Pete?
Jerry West.
Jerry West?
Yeah, he was he's the NBA logo, like that. Oh, that's Jerry.
Yeah, no, you're right. Why was I thinking it was Pistol Pete?
Pistol is Pete Maravich's.
Yeah, that's a hell of a nickname. That guy could pass the ball like a mother.
He was phenomenal. Four is Air Jordan.
Yeah.
Five is Big Poppy.
Okay. Yeah.
Six is Megatron.
Yeah, yeah.
Seven, the Great One. Yeah, it doesn't do it. It doesn't make it move, I can tell.
No, not at all.
Eight is Sweetness. Nine is the Bus. Ten is Boss Fridge. Is
good. Bus is good. Fridge is good. I've told that from Coach when they're making the cuts and the breakers. He's like, oh, the fridge, you can't get rid of the fridge. I gotta have the fridge. Coach is like, yeah, but at this point, he's more like a washer-dryer combo.
Yeah. White Chocolate was one of my favorites on this.
So Jason Williams?
Yeah. Honey Badger.
Yeah, yeah.
The Answer.
I like The Answer. I always thought The Answer was a good one.
The Juice.
The Juice.
Run, boy, OJ, run.
Who was Denard Robinson? Shoelace?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Let's see, there's Dr. J, there's the Babe, the Great Bambino, Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, Black Mamba, Great Mound of Rebound.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's good. Now, does Muggsy qualify on this?
That's what I'm looking to see if it's on here.
Because Muggsy's a badass name.
The Mailman, there's you one.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Beast Mode. Johnny Football, how about that guy?
Yeah, how about that guy?
Rocket Ishmael.
Rocket's good, yeah.
Yeah. Big Shot Bob. Robert Ory.
Big Shot Bob sucks.
There's the Nigerian Nightmare at 62 on this list.
Jeez, a 62? That list needs some correcting.
There's Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac Williams is good.
I watched him play high school ball all the way up. Like,
yeah, Cadillac Williams is good.
Big Country.
Oh, Bryant Reeves.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you this one, Tropical. I don't know if he carried it on or not, but when he played at the University of Minnesota, we had a guy, Joel Prisbilla, and he was the vanilla gorilla Joel Prisbilla. That's what they called it. Is it? Right, yeah. There. Is it
vanilla
on there?
Gorilla. Yeah. It's on this list. Nice, man. I mean, there's the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas, the Worm, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. What about the Crime Dog?
Oh, Fred McGriff. I've got a Fred McGriff starting lineup right there.
Crime Dog's pretty good.
The Sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the Flying Squirrel. That was one of the names on that list. Who's that? Is that Gabby Douglas, the Olympian?
Oh, who the hell that is?
She's a gymnastics, like gold medalist.
All right.
The Microwave.
Who the F's the Microwave?
Vinnie Johnson.
Oh, he played for the Hornets?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. God, why is it I can pull Vinnie Johnson out of my canon, but I couldn't tell you, like, I bet I probably couldn't name 10 guys that play in the NBA today.
That is fair. That is, you have taste. That's what it is.
What about the Glide, right? The Glide, yeah. He counts, yeah.
Yeah, the Glide. The People's Champ. One of my personal favorites, Bartolo Colon. Big Sexy. Big Fat Bitch. Big Fundamental, Tim Duncan. Here is my vote for my favorite.
Hit me.
One is a fighter, Chan Sung Yoon.
Oh, the Korean zombie. Yeah.
Watching him fight, I was like, there's no better.
Yeah. He was a zombie, too. That guy was amazing. Boy, there's so many good ones. I don't know if I
could. Marion, The Matrix. Man.
There's, it's just, that's a tough one to, that's a tough one to crack down to one, Tropical.
Yeah.
The Boz should definitely be somewhere on that list.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can, I don't know if I could pick one, man. I like, and this is probably more because of, like, the way it flows. I think the way it flows plays into it a lot. I mean, like, the nicknames, there's got to be something that connects it, right?
Yep.
And you got Matt the Terra Sarah.
Yeah.
I always loved Matt the Terra Sarah.
Yeah. I like this one, too. Larry Bird's the Hick from French Lick.
It's just too much, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna be like, hey, Hick from French Lick, right? You gotta have a nickname where you just, there it is. Right, there it is.
Round Mound of Rebound.
That's too much. It's too much.
But it's great.
It's good. It is good. It rhymes too, which is always fun. But no, it's gotta be a quick hitter, right? It's gotta be able to say it. Tropical. Boom, there it is.
What was the nickname you gave the guy?
Which one?
Yeah. The one that you gave the guy? Granite.
My Staten Island Swing King?
Yeah. That's too much, Kevin.
It is too much. It is. It's way too much. But that was the point, right? If I'm going to hang out with the Staten Island Swing King, I'm not going to go out and be like, hey, Staten Island Swing King, you want a Pepsi? Like, that's not what I'm saying. You don't get it, Tropical. It's fine. You don't get it. I understand, right?
I'm glad I don't.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, maybe someday. It's not going to be today, though. Boy, I wonder. There's so many good ones. I think
Johnny Bones Jones.
Yeah, you know, it's funny too, because when Chandler came out, a Syracuse, none of us called him Chandler Jones. We gave him a nickname, and it still rides. We called him Clones. Called him Clones Jones. Which we all thought was genius, Tropic. I still think it's pretty good. I like it.
There's one I did. Broadway Joe.
Yeah, Broadway Joe's not bad. You can just call him Broadway.
The Nature Boy.
Yeah. Well, see, you start, like, when you start implementing wrestling into it, they get better.
Yeah.
Because you get Latino Heat. You get Stone Cold. You get the game. You know, I mean, like, the nicknames that you get in wrestling are always going to be far superior to the ones that you get in like the professional sports world. It's the way it's going to be, and it's smart. They got people coming up with this stuff. Oh man, I can't pick one, Tropical. I can't pick just one, man.
I have a new one. If we're including wrestling, he is the Emperor of West Virginia, King of the One Night Stands. It's Jock Sampson.
Mr. WrestleMania. Like, I don't know, man. There's way too many options. Total Package is actually pretty good. Like, I like Total Package. That's a nice name.
Michael P.S. Hayes.
Yeah.
P.S. stands for Purely Sex.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know which way I go. I really don't. I think, boy, and see, and every time I think of one, I'm like, yeah, maybe this would be a better one, or maybe that'd be a better one. I don't think there's one definitive answer to the best nickname in sports. I really don't.
That's fair. That's.
I love the Boss, man.
Yeah.
The Boss is it's a phenomenal nickname. There's stupid ones out there, too, like Ocho Cinco. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Horrible.
He legally changed his name to that. That's what's dumb.
Yeah, that's, I mean, not a brilliant man. Oh, boy, so good. You know what, Tropic? I'm just going to say, I love the Bus.
Yeah.
I love the Bus. The Bus, for me, works. There's so many other good ones out, Tropic.
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
It's tough.
I enjoy the alliteration when it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Man, I was trying to think. And I was trying to think of, like, some of the players of the sports teams that I've cheered for over the years. You know what I mean? Like, Kevin Garnett was the big ticket.
Yep.
Big ticket's all right. It's not great, though.
Jim Stephon, big fundamental.
Big fundamental, yeah. Stephon Marbury started calling himself Starbury, which was not good. That wasn't a good. It can never be. It's hard to give yourself a nickname too. Yeah. That's not.
Anthem, Kevin.
I didn't give it to me. That was not. I wasn't giving it to myself.
Whatever you say, Mr. Scream.
Yeah. That's something, Tropical. You're cute. Trying to think, man. Yeah. Nope. No. I'm gonna tap out, Tropical. I'm just gonna tap out, man. I like the bus, and the bus works for me.
I did like you brought up Christian Okoye. Like that's a that's a name, a Nigerian nightmare. That's
strikes fear.
Yeah. Until Steve Atwater hit him, at least.
Steve Atwater's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Steve Atwater didn't play, man.
You better buckle up that chin strap.
Yeah, he didn't play nice, at least, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that, Tropical. I like that. That's a fun question. It just makes you it almost makes you think too much. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like you start digging and digging and digging and digging, and then you're like, I don't know where else to go here. I don't know where else to go from here. Where can you go?
I just love the Korean Zombie. That was the one after seeing his fight with Leonard Garcia. We've talked about it on this show before.
Yeah.
Just keeps coming.
Golly, and who is that kid from Canada? They had a knock on drag out too. You know, with a hematoma on his head.
Yeah.
You know the fight I'm talking about.
Yep. The name is escaping me right now. It'll hit me once we press end on this, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. Golly. That's great. Good job, Tropical. I like it. Where do you want to go next? What do we got? We got to go Mission?
We're to the Mission.
The Mission brought to you by our good friends over at J&J Figures. They got themselves a warehouse, Tropical. They got themselves a... Things are in motion. I like what's happening over at J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media. It's at J-A-N-D-J Figures across social media. Check out their whatnot, man. You're going to have a great time. They got the unique, the hard to find. Nobody's doing what they're doing. They have it. You hit up their website, get yourself some collector coins. All you got to do is you go in, you collect it, you sign up, you get a mailing list. You do like I do. Tropical. Two of my emails are signed up for J&J mailing list. I didn't know. It was busting me saying, hey, why don't you get that? I'm all over the mailing list. I'm all over it, Tropical. I got collector coins. I don't know what to do with them. Someday I'll figure out. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I like the Jays. Right? Great guys. You go to jjfigures.com. That's where you sign up for the mailing list. You see what's coming out. You're going to get the sneak peeks, the previews. You're going to see what's happening. Fig Drop Friday. You know, it sucks for me. Fig Drop Friday happens. I'm usually at the office. I got stuff going on. I go to Fig Drop Friday. Boom. Stuff's already gone. Got to be quick on Fig Drop Fridays, Tropical. You have to be quick on Fig Drop Friday. Nobody does what they do. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. Nobody, they're so damn good. I love the J's. J-A-N-D-J Figures, again, across social media, jjfigures.com. Tropical, what do you got? You going to start that timer?
We'll start it now. The seven-minute mission, you know, seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, all that fun stuff. So episode 107, we covered the series five of ECW, the original San Francisco Toy Makers. We ended up giving it an overall grade of an 86.5. Series 6 is the last in the line, it appears, and it is all repaints or re-releases.
Yeah.
So this should be fairly quick. We'll start off with Lance Storm. We'll start on the high note and go to the lows. Here we go. the Lance Storm figure, we liked it a little bit better than the Series 2, which we gave a B+, because it's in the red and white ties, which was accurate for Lance. So everything else, remarkably similar.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up giving it an A- here. The red and white just really set it off for me, Kevin. I mean,
the red and white definitely pops it compared to like the green and the black there. It's kind of what you remember Lance, and Lance is a red and white guy.
Yeah. Next on the agenda, we have Balls Mahoney. The only change we noted on this one was the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Designed on the T-shirt, in which he had the word Mahoney written across the front, but in a similar vein to what you would see him in. ECW. So
yeah,
same torn jean shorts, everything like that detail that they had in Series 3, which we gave him an A. Didn't see a lot of changes here, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, stuck with the name makes sense. Makes sense. I mean, it's a phenomenal figure. It's a great figure. They did some great detail. Just that minor t-shirt change is all that's happened here, which we're going to see. You know, just a line of repaints here. Got to squeeze that rag dry, right, Tropic Hill?
Absolutely. So we'll go to squeezing the rag dry and, you know, hitting the Lazy J here to RVD. RVD has a new paint scheme on the singlet. It's got the skull with the yin-yang pattern. It doesn't have the belt. That was the one thing that differentiated it. Like, we saw some great RVD, Series 1, Series 3, Series 4. Mm-hmm. Series 3 and 4 both got the A+ because of the paint scheme and the belt.
Yeah.
Series 1 is an A.
And this is, I mean, we graded this one an A as well, right, Tropic Gale?
Yep.
It's phenomenal. It's still, I mean, it's weird too, because Tropical RVD was one of I think in my mind, one of their most marketable, talents, most marketable performers. And it seems like they really put a lot of the effort in these fig lines into RVD, and the paint scheme's off the charts. You got the skull on this one with the Ying Ming logo in the middle of the skull. It's off the charts.
So next we have a repaint from Series 4, which was an A-, but it's Raven with a red shirt and some pure laziness.
Yes.
On this one. It's like they didn't try, Kevin. Raven.
It sucks, man. It's disappointing. I mean, it's still a fig that I would like to have in my collection, but when you look at it, they put him in a red shirt. I don't remember him doing much in a red shirt, just off the top of my head. But they shoehorned this just the lettering of that says Raven in the middle of the shirt. So even if you take off that jacket, it's not like the placement of the Raven's not going to be where it needs to be. It's a bad job on the repaint here.
Yeah. So we gave it a B- here. The new Jack figure was actually a pleasant surprise. It took an uptick on this one. No noose, no limit soldier t-shirt. It just had a new Jack design painted on the shirt.
Yeah, it's to me, this is an upgrade over the other new Jacks. It's got the new Jack 187 shirt on. It looks like a shirt that he would make for himself, right? It looks right to me. It's got the X on it. This is an upgrade in my mind.
Yeah, so we went from a B in Series 2 and 3 to a B+ here. Next on the list, an inversion of Series 4 Rhino, where he had the red singlet, black knee pads, you know, black wrist tape, to now it's a black singlet, red knee pads, red wrist tape. Remarkably similar figure. Kevin talked me up on this one, I will say. You know, because he did call to memory that Rhino, you typically saw him in the black singlet in ECW.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting, he's got the red tape, which, you know, yeah, I don't know. I just, in my mind, he shouldn't have red tape, but I remember him wearing the black singlet. So to me, this is, you know, the same or better.
So we stuck with the same as Series 4, gave it a B+. Candido is next. Chris Candido. Nude Candido here in Series 6. Series 1, we gave a B-. I'm going to go ahead and tell you with the black trunks. But these yellow trunks, he looks a little skimpy.
It's so weird too, because he's got the T on, right? It's almost like a G-string type situation with the way that the body's bolted there. But yeah, first, like, quick glance, he's nakes, man. He's full on butt nakes on this situation, and this isn't good. This is not good.
Yeah, it dropped all the way down to a C just because, like, it's highly unfortunate. The accessories didn't help him at all either. And lastly, we are to one Tommy Dreamer. Like, kind of, it's almost the person I envision when I think ECW. Yeah. You should hit all of his figures out of the park, right?
Yes, 100%.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. No. Unfortunately, he is in the yellow shirt again, which I don't recall, the yellow ECW shirt. It's the same as Series 3, which we were not fans of at the time either.
No. It's a little bit heartbreaking looking at these Tommy Dreamer figs, because he is one of my favorites, and they should have. He's, in my mind, he should be an easy fig to make, and he should be an easy fig to knock out of the park, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, they never nailed the face on this line with Tommy Dreamer. Of all the people, it just had a generic goatee, black hair face. We gave it a C-, same as Series 3, with 27 seconds left to go. The overall grade is an 85.875, or 85.9 if you round up for Series 3.
Gotcha.
It's not bad, but it's the second worst of the ECW line.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, we've looked at all the ECW figs now, and they've all, I mean, line for line, they are pretty fantastic.
They are. That is the seven-minute mission. 5 seconds to spare.
Man, look at that. We're getting good at this, Tropical. We're getting good at this 7-minute mission. Thanks again to our good friends over at J&J Figures. Follow them across social media platforms, J-A-N-D-J Figures, jjfigures.com. Check them out. You're going to be happy you did. Tropical, that brings a question to me that I have to ask you. We've cleared out ECW.
Yep.
Are we going back to Bone Crunchers?
So that's the paramount question. You know, we took the break and got through 1998 and started 1999 on Bone Crunchers. Went the WCW original San Francisco Toymaker route to give us a reprieve and kind of catch up the line, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm still undecided because we would pick up from what I'm seeing on my list. We're going to be back in Bone Crunchers, so we're talking about either Shotgun Saturday Night Series 2 or Superstars Series 7.
Okay.
BCAs.
Well, business is picking up there for Bone Crunchers, man.
Yeah.
Business is picking up. I know we're going to get into some pretty fun stuff. I don't know where we're going, right? I don't know where we're going. It feels right to go back to Bone Crunchers at this point, because where else would we possibly go? That's the question I would ask.
Yeah, to stay with the timelines, it would be Bone Crunchers.
Yeah.
Because the Marvel line, I think, was after 99. Like, if we went the WCW Marvel line eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's post-Bone Crunchers. So it's back to the grind of, but it will be the new 7-minute mission, Bone Crunchers.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun. I'm actually kind of looking forward to get back into Bone Crunchers, man. A little bit looking forward to it, man. Where do you want to go next? We got to do what? We got to trophies? We got trophies, Tropical? Man, let's get into some.
Put my trophy up here.
Man, you want me to put my trophy up there?
No.
Okay. Okay. To keep the tiger in the cage. I got you.
The camera doesn't have that resolution to zoom in that far, so it's our.
Tropical, I told you it's because of my giant nuts.
Flat Ruxin on the league. Those are some big, meaty clackers.
Man, what are you hanging on your wall, man? What do you got for trophies?
Well, today I picked up, as I've got him riding the mic stand here, so to speak. Well, not so to speak. He
is that what you're calling it, Tropical? Yeah, you're calling it your mic stand?
No,
that's appropriate for you.
Yeah.
Call it your mic stand.
There you go.
For anybody named Mike, right?
I got the Big Evil, the most recent Legends line, the Undertaker. I stopped by Target after we had to take OG to school and everything. Got several things in the past couple of weeks. You know, again, we didn't have the trophies last time because of the tribute to Hogan show.
Yeah, yeah.
Picked up the Austin, the most recent Ultimate Edition from the Monday Night Wars line there where he's got the tank top and jean shorts. Got the big rubber guys, the Macho King. Got a couple of those.
You would.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It's Macho Man. Suck it, Kevin. Nobody's chomping at the bit to make Bob Backlund figs.
I hope they are.
Doesn't sound like it.
Don't be a
wouldn't
brick.
Sell.
Yeah, they would.
But no, got those Hogan figs. I know I briefly mentioned I picked up that NWO set. I think it was actually the day Hogan died. I swung by the store and I found it and the Superstars, the WrestleMania 1 like, jumpsuit chase with the blue boot.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Man, it's so hard. It's the since we've done this, so it's like, wait, what was new? What was not new? Got the Sting 3-pack from AEW Jazzwares released from the vault. Really liked it. It's phenomenal. The presentation, There's some things that they can really crap the bed on, mm-hmm. but like Toyetic Figs, they do a decent job with.
Yeah.
Give them the props. I believe, other than some random stuff that I'm taking to New Jersey with me, like, you know, hats and the like, that's all the big ticket items.
Man, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, Tropical. I like where you're at. I recently got myself some new hats, right? Yeah. Boot Barn guy. Got myself the new Legend series.
Yep.
Love the new Legend. Just I complete outside of the chase on that one. That was good. I'm kind of like you on this one, Tropical. It's been a while since we've been able to sit down. I got the Hulkster there. That was on clearance, man. One of the things that sucks, you go back and like these jackasses just buy up the Hulkster just for resale, taking advantage of the situation. That kind of a thing is just.
That was a guy that was going to get choked off the lawn.
Yeah,
I remember I called you and I heard him on the phone like grabbing up stuff and it's like, yeah, we can sell them like for three times this.
Yeah, it's just don't do that. Don't do that. I was trying to think. I had another one that I was thinking of, but it's not coming to my mind now. No, son of a gun. I got that's what it was. I got a package from Manny, the main man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Full of just awesome stuff. Got stuff from my wife. My wife says, thank you, Manny. You're the man. I got some awesome stuff. I got little Andre the Jai action. Man, I got a little Xavier Woods King action. That's going to go right there in the King section, right over here of the shelving area. Man, a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, sometimes you don't know which way to go. You get turned around. Sometimes you're pointing back there. A lot of cool stuff. Tropical, and I'm going to give you this, man. I'm going to give you a personal trophy. Personal trophy, Tropical. I know I haven't really talked about it too much on the show. Obviously, been going through some health stuff. And one of the things that was a big situation, and this is the most of it, I'm going to talk about it, or ever have talked about it on the show. My blood pressure was in you're going to stroke out range. It's a real, real, real bad situation. They were super concerned. They put me on these different medications. I don't want to take medication, man. That's never going to be who I am. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be on a daily medication. I will figure out how to not be on a medication. I told them, I said, you give me the target because I'm not doing this the rest of my life. I refuse to be on medication the rest of my life. I said, give me the target. They gave me the target, Tropical. They said, you have to have low blood pressure for us to even considering taking you off the medication. Well, Tropical, I sent you the picture.
Yep.
With my blood pressure, 108 over, what was it, 69? 72. There it was, 72. 108 over 72, which Tropical says, I got low blood pressure, suck it for me one time. Those sons of bitches telling me I have to prepare to be on it the rest of my life. Why don't you be on my poll the rest of your life? All right. What do you think of that, man? I don't like it. All right. I don't want to be on medication. I'm going to fix what I can fix and I'm going to work my balls off to fix what I can fix. And you know what? There's a lot of balls to work off, right? There's a lot of clacks to work off this like frame. This
Pearl River plunge, right?
Right. Right here, Tropical. Man, I've been working hard. I'm down almost 50 pounds. All right, almost 50. I am busting my ass. I'm getting my health. I will fix what I can fix. All right, what I can't fix, I'm going to need help with. But you know what? Yeah, I ain't going to be on pills the rest of my life. And you know what, Tropical? I consider that a trophy because I've been working damn hard. So, those doctors with their, you should take this, you can take that. Guess what? Take my blood pressure, because that's my trophy. You shine it up real nice. Keep on shining. Double shine it. Let me give you a little spit. We get a little spit shine. Spit shine on that son of a bitch. Turn it sideways. Right? No lube. Gave you a little spit shine. That's all you're getting. And shove it up your ass, Tropical. All right. That's as deep as I've gotten into my health stuff, Tropical. That's as deep as I'm going to get. Working hard, I consider that a trophy, man.
That's a big deal, man.
Pat on my back, Tropical. Pat on my back and a smack of my sack.
could be painful, but you know, you do.
Not with these nads, man. Break your damn knuckles on these nads. Oh, Tropical. All right, that felt good to get a kind of. I'm feeling loose now, man.
Yeah,
feeling good.
Ready to go now.
Yeah, now I feel good, man. I'm feeling loose. No, I do, Tropical. I like I say, not to toot my own horn or anything like that, but it feels really, really good after the cavalcade of negative shit that I've been going through at the doctor's office to do some positive and to get some good. And now I do get to schedule an appointment to go back. I have another follow-up because they love their follow-up so much. Yeah. I get to go back there and I get to shine up their prescription bottle real nice. I don't even know what's coming. You know, this doctor too, and I love this doctor. She's super nice. Did I ever tell you the story when I almost hit her in the face with my Jennies? Okay, gotcha.
You didn't tell it on here.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to hear the story of the one time that I almost knocked a doctor out my Jennies, you just let me know, and I'll tell you all about it. All right, Tropical. You got anything you want to?
Yeah, we're going to bring this ship in before it gets too loose.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good, Tropical. You better cut me off, buddy. What do you got?
So they, you can find us on the socials, on the Twitter machine, at Tots Pod. You can find our channel page at GBW Pods. Find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, at Year of Pod. You can find us on Facebook, search Real Brain Wrestling Podcast, on Instagram at GBW Pod. So you can find our merch on ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. Saw Young Jay was repping it at the con.
Oh,
saw that Pounder shirt. I was like, man.
I love that Young Jay, man. I love it. What was old Jay wearing?
I don't know. He was taking the picture.
Yes, probably some Chode support Chode shirt.
Probably a Ricky the Dragon Steamboat shirt.
I love old Jay too. It's all in good fun. Chode.
Yeah. I tried to sell him a Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in this lot, and I was busy. They were busy. They were preparing for the con, but we've got some stuff going, like the Legends Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Yeah. And yeah, the whole dress like a dragon, or I think the defining moments. But anyway, shout out to our people, Big Daddy, Big Ted, Daddy. Manny. Appreciate you guys. They're no longer the North Carolina contention. Manny's moved from us. But.
Now we got homies in New York, man.
Yeah, we're spreading out. Well, I mean, the Jays are
homies in New York too.
Yeah,
we got our
diversifying our portfolio.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it.
The Jays, Big Daddy, Manny, the Jays, Johnny C, Dougie Nunya, all the people that make collecting fun, great, supporters of this show, just that have reached out of it, inspired and. Encouraged and all that stuff, like, you know, all the good things that you do. And I will say this here: I can't wait to see Double T at Adam's Tavern with us.
Yeah, gotta get that water service. Yeah. You gotta have the water service, man. You gotta have the water service, man. Manny, I hope you're doing great, man. I hope you're getting settled in, man. Heading upstate, right, is that what they say, Tropical? Heading upstate.
Sure.
That's what they say. I don't know. I don't know either, man, but I hope you're settling in, man. I hope everything's going well for you, man. Future is bright. Can't thank you enough for the box of goodies. Wife thanks you, man. MF for Ted, Big Daddy, man. Nobody pops me like Big Daddy when he sends me a video that says, "It is for you, Kevin." Oh boy, man, I was running around the office. This is my buddy MF for Ted. I was saying MF for Ted, so I wasn't censoring myself, but I was saying this is my buddy MF for Ted. That was awesome. So, love you guys, man. The Jays, man. I hope everything's going well, man. Congrats on getting that warehouse, man. Everything's looking up. Everything's looking up all around. Got to thank my buddies over at the Wizards, man. You can catch us live every Monday night. That's 6 Central, 7 Eastern. That's my main man, Tony, the Brundlefly. Double T and myself, of course, you know, handsome Kevin. Man, love it. Love it all. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's having a good time. Again, everybody go check out Costco. Big surprise. Go check out Boot Barn. You never know. You might love it. It turns out I do. Who knew? I didn't know. And I kicked myself off the lawn for it. Don't bike in traffic. Got to let people know if you're putting chemicals in the water. Otherwise, their ass is a cannon. A lot of things happening. I mean, get out there. Be worldly. Visit Puerto Rico. Get off the boat. Right? Get off the boat. If you don't get off the boat and you stay on the island, get off my lawn. Tropical man, with that, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.